Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Bayou today, the Big Easy, New Orleans. But we aren't just staying on Bourbon Street. We are traveling up the Mississippi River to Baton Rouge. We are looking at Louisiana's 2nd District, which is arguably one of the most complex and contradictory districts in the entire country. And we are profiling the man who has to manage it all, Democrat Troy Carter.
Troy Carter is such a fascinating figure because he really is Mr. New Orleans. He has been in the game for 30 years. He started on the city council back in the 90s. He was a state senator. He knows where every pothole is in Algiers. In fact, he created the Algiers Jazz Walk of Fame. He loves the culture of the city. But now that he is in Congress, he has to deal with issues that are life and death serious.
We have to talk about the geography of this district to understand the pressure he is under. It's shaped like a snake. It starts in New Orleans, winds its way up the Mississippi River, and ends in Baton Rouge. It was drawn that way to connect the black populations of the two cities. But in doing so, it also captured the entire industrial corridor of the river. This is what the world calls Cancer Alley.
Cancer Alley. It's a chilling name, but it's the reality for his constituents. There are over 150 petrochemical plants and refineries in that 85-mile stretch. You have people living in St. John the Baptist Parish and St. James Parish who have some of the highest cancer risks in the nation because of the air they breathe. Troy Carter is in a nearly impossible position. He represents the people breathing the air, but he also represents the workers employed by the plants. It is a constant tightrope walk.
And he has been very aggressive on the health side lately. In the last few years, the EPA finally cracked down on chemicals like chloroprene, which is used to make synthetic rubber, and Carter was the one cheering them on. He stood with the families who have been fighting these plants for decades. But now, in 2025 and 2026, with the new administration trying to roll back those rules, Carter is fighting a defensive war. He is using his seat on the Energy and Commerce Committee to demand that the safety standards stay in place. He says, you can have industry, but you can't kill the neighbors.
Speaking of that committee, Energy and Commerce is a huge assignment. It is one of the A-list committees. For the only Democrat in Louisiana, to be on that committee is a massive deal. It means he has a direct say in energy policy, healthcare policy, and environmental policy. He isn't just shouting from the sidelines. He is in the room where the regulations are written. And frankly, Louisiana needs a voice in that room because the state is ground zero for climate change.
That brings us to his other main focus, flood insurance. If you own a home in southern Louisiana, the National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP, is the most important acronym in your life. If that program lapses, the housing market freezes. Carter introduced the NFIP Automatic Extension Act because he is tired of Congress playing chicken with flood insurance every September. He wants it to run on autopilot so that when the next hurricane hits, nobody is wondering if their policy is valid. It's unsexy policy, but it keeps the economy of New Orleans alive.
He also has a really interesting personal life. We mentioned the Jazz Walk of Fame, but did you know his wife is a general?
Brigadier General Anna Carter. Yes, she is a high-ranking officer in the U.S. Army. So you have the congressman and the general. That is a serious power couple. It also gives him a lot of credibility when he talks about veterans, issues, or national security. He isn't just a politician. He's a military spouse.
And he needs that toughness. Being the only Democrat in the Louisiana delegation is lonely. He has to work with Republicans like Steve Scalise and Julia Letlow to get anything done for the state. But he manages to do it. He brings home millions in infrastructure money for the Port of New Orleans and for broadband in the rural parishes. He's very much a pragmatist. He knows he can't pass a Green New Deal with this Congress, but he can get money to fix the levees.
The jazz man who fights the chemical plants.
The voice of New Orleans and the defender of the river.
That is Troy Carter. That is our profile for Louisiana 2nd. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.